This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri's legislative session is over, but the work may continue for some lawmakers. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says he is considering appointing at least three committees to study issues before the 2014 session. A joint panel of Senate and House members could look into potential changes to the Medicaid health care program for the poor. Another committee could study potential projects to be included in a bonding proposal that would be put before voters. Dempsey said an interim committee could also look into the changes to the state's regional solid waste management districts. All of those committees would be continuing work on measures that failed to pass during the legislative session that ended Friday. Alan Freeman is stepping down as director of the Missouri Department of Social Services after only 5 months on the job. Marshall Griffin reports.
Last December, Freeman left his job as CEO of Grace Hill Health Centers in St. Louis to take over the state's Social Services Department. A press release from Governor Nixon's office states that Freeman is leaving to return to his former position at Grace Hill. No reason was given for the decision. Freeman's last day at DSS is May 31st, after which Deputy Director Brian Kincaid will again serve as acting director, as he did before Freeman took the job. His announced departure comes a week after Ian McCaslin left as Missouri's Medicaid director. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The future of crop insurance and conservation programs for the Midwest is up for debate in Washington today as the Farm Bill reaches the floor of the Senate. The agriculture committees of both the Senate and the House passed new five-year bills last week, and legislation is expected to make its way to the House floor soon. But as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, there's still much work to do.
The overarching theme this year is spending cuts, as with most federal programs. But how the two bodies trim down the farm bill differs. Nutrition programs will lose the most, with the House cutting more than the Senate. Iowa State University economist Mark Edelman says the massive law remains vital to rural areas. And the decades-old alliance that hooks nutrition to farm policy helps connect producers and consumers.
Agriculture needs urban America, and urban America needs food and resources that are produced in rural America.
While the two chambers agree on that, how they will reconcile differences on conservation, renewable energy, and farm payments could stretch the Farm Bill process well into summer. The extension of the 2008 Farm Bill expires on September 30th. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
A southwest Missouri county is planning to allow online visits to inmates in the county jail. Christian County will install at least 7 video conferencing kiosks in the county jail in June. The Springfield News Leader reports the county will evaluate the program after 6 months. Christian County Sheriff Joey Kyle says he suggested the video conferencing as an alternative to in-person jail visits. The video conferences cost 30 cents per minute plus a service fee. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.